Maisus Perk Aleph Mishneches. Ha eagle, so fig cakes, they were round, so that's why they're called eagle. Mishyachli Kenu. This is when the Rav explains, after they would finish pressing a fig cake into its shape and finish it, they would smear the outside with oil. And when that's done, that's the Gemar Malacha for fig cake. Machlikim b'te'enum v'anovim shel tevel. Now, a separate halacha, one is allowed to smooth out this fig cake with te'enim and anovim. They would rub te'enim and anovim. So te'enim is obviously the same species, and anovim is grapes. So the juice that would come out of these, even if these juices that came out was tevel juice, because these items were tevel. And the Rav says it's not a problem, even though it's tevel, because it's azli le'ibud. It's going to be lost anyway. Mishnah Rishonah goes into, what does this mean when the Rav says that it's mutter because they're azul ibud, that they're going to be lost? Does it mean that they were going to be lost anyway before he was even smearing this onto something else, that the juices of the grapes and the figs were going to get lost anyway, and that's the machlokes? Or does it mean that it's getting lost as he's actually putting it on and smearing it on? The Mishnah continues, Rabbi Yehuda Iser, Rabbi Yehuda asers it, and the Rav explains that throughout this Mishnah, the halacha is not like Rabbi Yehuda. Same thing, if a person smears grapes to get the juice onto the eagle shaltvela, the round pressed fig cake, it's not hukshar l'kabel tumah, because this is not called a mashke that comes out of the anovim, because this is called a mashke ha'oimid l'tzachtzeich. This is a liquid that doesn't stand to be drunk, rather it stands to become part of food and absorbed in the food. And this is a sugya in Shabbos, Rabbi Kivager brings, as far as liquids that stand to become parts of food, whether what their status is their status like a liquid or a type of food, and it's very nogea, this shaila over here. And Rabbi Yehuda Omer Hochsher, Rabbi Yehuda says it is Hochsher, and like the Rav said earlier, the halach is not like Rabbi Yehuda. Hagroigres mishe yodush, eagle shaltvela doesn't have to be, is not dried out. Groigres is dried out. So groigres, when they would push them, they would like stoop them into a barrel. They'd have these dried out figs, and they would push them with a stick into the barrel. Once they're all pushed into the barrel, that's the Gemar Malacha, and you cannot eat from them anymore. Umagura, but if they didn't put them in the barrel, rather, they would put them in a storehouse. Mishiagel, same thing as when they were not dried out, is when they would also, I guess, in a storehouse, they would also put them in a round fig cake. But it was just a round dried fig cake. Mishnah ends, Hayadosh Bechavis, if a person was doing this, he was sticking the dried figs into a barrel. Umaagel b'maguro, or he was pressing dried figs into a round, large fig cake in his storehouse. Nishbra chavis v'niftecha maguro, and what happened was that the barrel broke, or the whole storehouse opened up. Lo yoichel mehem arai. Don't think that they're not kaveh meiser, now that the storehouse is open. You can't eat from them arai, because l'maiser, it already had a gemar malacha, like the Rav explains. Rabbi Yosi Matir, but Rabbi Yosi Matirs it, because the dried figs still need the barrel, and the dried figs still need the storehouse, I guess, to keep them into a certain way that they don't fall apart. But the Rav says Allah is not like Rabbi Yosi.